Well, hello and welcome to our Purium Health Product Consumer Education Conference Call. This is a Meet the Owners call, and my name is Amy Venner, calling in from Long Beach, California at the Purium corporate offices. I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium, and we also have with us on the line tonight David Sandoval. He's the other owner and founder, and he is very passionate about the subject that we're going to talk about tonight. This has been something that he has been behind for almost 20 years now. So welcome, Dave. Really excited about the topic tonight. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Yeah, you're right. I've been doing this for 20 years, since I was 5 years old.
Exactly.
And I have to say that it is, it's not just a job. It's an adventure. You know, it's not just a job. It's a passion. It really is not just a job. It is, as we're going to announce tonight, it's a movement. I mean, it is a revolution that we want to start, and we're hoping that, you know, again, while it's been going on for some time, we're hoping that we can pick up some momentum, pick up a lot of support for this movement. And I want to appreciate everybody who's on the call tonight, because tonight we're going to share some information that might surprise you, and some information that will definitely make you happy. So Amy is going to be our moderator tonight. As she said, we are the owners and the founders of this company. We've been going at this for, since 1993. We've been promoting this real food, whole food, organic food, green food revolution, but we know that we're way before our time. And the time is now. And we've got everything in place. We're ready to show the world what we have, and we're ready to lead the way, and we hope that you'll be with us as we do that. So, Amy, I'm turning it over to you. Thanks again. In just a moment, I'm going to tell you what we mean by the real food revolution, but I want to give Amy a moment to set up tonight's call, let you know what we have in store for you, and I guess I'm just chomping at the bit.
No problem. Well, I did a little research. I did a little reading today online in preparation for the call, and I looked up a couple different definitions of revolution. And as Dave previewed, we're going to talk about the real food revolution. It's something that we're actively in today as a North American society. And but the root word here, revolution, stands for, it means complete change. But there was some additional text in, Wikipedia and dictionary.com, and something that really stuck out to me, it said abrupt change in social order, and then kind of in the parentheses it says an informal mass mobilization and a non-institutionalized actions to undermine authority. And I thought, that's kind of what we're keen on tonight. That's what Dave was sort of talking about. This has been happening for a really long time. Dave and I have been talking at trade shows. We've been talking to people since 1993 about what's going on with the food supply, but it was just to very few people. I mean, we were talking to maybe 500 people a weekend at these expos we were doing, but we need mass mobilization. That's what I want to key in on tonight. Mass mobilization of people that care, of people that are concerned, that people that want to make that complete change and learn it, understand it, and go out and carry that forward to the other friends and family, people in their lives. So that's what we want to talk about here tonight, is the real food revolution. And, there's been several different kinds of revolutions. When you can think back through history, there's been social revolutions, there's been technological revolutions. I mean, who would have thought that now literally everyone has a computer on their work desk, a computer in their home, and a computer in their pocket or purse if you have a smartphone. So there's been technology revolutions, there's been industrial revolutions, and we're coming into a new one, and that's what Dave wants to talk about. And it's actually not such a new one, but the mass mobilization, the grouping effect has just started, and that's called the real food revolution. So, Dave, I'm going to let you take it from here because I know you got a lot of information to share.
Definitely. Well, it's funny because people think of revolutions as being violent, but they're really not. There are always those parts of revolutions that are difficult, and change is difficult. When you change an institution, that institution resists the change that you're seeking to enact. when something is institutionalized, then it is entrenched. And so right now, there has been a 75-year movement that we are seeking to reverse, a 75-year slow control, a slow takeover of a couple of things. And one of them is our ability to have quality food. In the last 75 years, food has changed so much. I am trying to grasp at where to start. So I'm just going to go back a little bit, like 40,000 years. Because for 40,000 years, men have eaten the same type of food. That's right. I mean, yeah, maybe we were hunters and gatherers for 30,000 of those years, but the food that we hunted was meat from animals and fish from lakes and rivers and seas, and the food we ate were the leaves, the roots, the tubers, the fruits that grew in nature. And about 10,000 years ago, we learned to cultivate them. We learned to take the seeds and grow a whole bunch of it in one place that we called a crop, and we became cultivators and farmers, but we were still just eating the foods from nature as they grew in nature, and the meat from nature, we just happened to herd certain things together so we could keep them close by, and in exchange for herding them and giving them pastures to eat in and water to drink, we would then take some of them to eat, and in exchange for cultivating the land and putting seeds and water into it, it would give us plants to eat. But those things didn't change. Again, for 30,000 years we ate wild food. For 10,000 years, the last 10,000 years, we've cultivated our food. But it's only been, and I want you to pay really close attention to this, it's only been in the last 75 years, now 75 out of 10,000 since we've been cultivating food is, of course, less than 0.1%. But in 40,000 years, it's just a flash of your eyelashes. You know what I mean?
It's right. It's like 1/100th. It's almost
one hundredth of 1%. And so when you look at what we've done in such a small amount of time, the complete change and destruction of something. Now, food isn't like a television that if it changes, it doesn't matter. Food isn't like cigarettes. Cigarettes are killing people, we know it, but you don't have to smoke. Amy, you have to eat.
Absolutely.
You have to eat. And so what is a greater tragedy in the history of mankind? The millions and millions of people who died because they chose to smoke, or the millions and millions of people who are dying today because they have to eat?
Well, yeah, because smoking's a personal choice.
Eating is survival. And so right now, Amy, if you look, 75 years ago, 1% of the food did not have preservatives, additives, coloring agents, flowing agents. 1% of the food did not have white sugar, white flour, genetically modified soy, high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, artificial flavors. 1% of the food had that. And today, 1% of the food does not.
Wow.
Now, stop and think about that for a minute. That only 1% of the food in 75 years, we went from having 1% of the food being experimental to having 99% of that food being experimental. By experimental, you look at hydrogenated oils. Hydrogenated oils are supposed to be progress. They were supposed to be the new fat that would save people from heart disease and obesity. But heart disease and obesity exploded. And we now know that trans fats cause cancer in addition to heart disease and obesity. And that was one of the steps we made in the name of progress. The use of chemicals in our agriculture have poisoned our rivers, our streams, and the people who work in our fields. And so we replaced the people who work in our fields with another chemical called Roundup, which led to a major tragedy called genetically modified organisms. And in order to protect us from a mass food supply, we began to irradiate and pasteurize and homogenize our food. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. Again, in 75 short years, in less than 0.1% in the entire history of mankind. We have destroyed 99% of what our bodies must have, which is nourishment that comes from food. And yet the things that look like food, that supposedly taste like food, that smell like food, when they get into our body are not recognized as food. In fact, they are recognized most of the time as something that is a foreign invader. And so the instances of gluten intolerance and celiac disease, the instances of allergies to wheat and to soy and to milk, and as we know, the allergic reactions that we get from food additives and food colorings are becoming evident in scientific literature, prolifically described as being dangerous to our food supply. And the result is an explosion of diseases like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and emphysema that were virtually less than 10% of the deaths 100 years ago. Less than 10%, all of those diseases combined. And now they account for 92%, which means that less than 10% of deaths are not coming from those diseases. Less than 10% of the deaths came from those four diseases 100 years ago. Now less than 10% do not come from those diseases. Again, this is a 75-year erosion of our food and our health. It is suppression. It is a type of genocide that is taking place, and we are doing it to ourselves as a society. And so the revolution that is needed, the revolution we're calling for, the revolution that we are hoping to lead, is a revolution of education, a revolution of, again, revelation and education, and teaching people to be so selective in the way that they choose their food, that they will change the world. Now, I'm going to leave you with one thought, Amy, before I turn it back over to you, because I know you have some amazing stuff to share with us tonight about secrets that they're hiding from us, dangers in our food supply that we need to know about. The Big Ag is not telling us, that the media is not telling us the way that they should be. But before we do that, I want to tell you what the answer is, because the answer is the same as the problem. You see, yin always has yang. Black always has white, and dark always has, you know, light. You know, hot has cold, and, you know, sunny had share. Whatever you want to say, there's an opposite to everything. And right now, the opposite is the solution. You see, the same thing that is killing us, which is our buying habits, is the same thing that could save us. When we continue to support, I'm going to tell you the most powerful thing in the world is the word no, okay? And free enterprise is driven on the word yes. I'm going to say it again. The most powerful word in the world is no, and free enterprise is driven on the word yes. So the way for you to control enterprise, free enterprise, is to use the word no, to use the word yes very selectively. That 1% of food that meets the criterion that we demand is the only food that you should say yes to. And when you do, it'll immediately double to 2%. And that 2% will double to 4%. That 4% will jump to 50%, because we will, again, we are, the populist movement says, we're the 99%. The 1% cannot purchase enough to change society, but we can. And so when we begin to reject that food that is killing us and our children and creating this total suppression and genocide by food, then and only then will we stop it. We have been jailed, but we have the key. Again, we have the key. And the key is what we put into our mouth. We have that choice. No one can ever force anything on you that you have not chosen. And so while you can begin to support those companies like Purium that are demanding nothing less than pure, raw, organic, high quality, non-GMO, non-irradiated. This is the food that you need for your body, the food that existed for 40,000 years, the food that has disappeared from this planet. So, again, Purium is a shopping center. It's a mall. It's a grocery store of the purest foods on the planet. It's a label that you could trust, a brand you could trust. And once you begin to have a place and a label and a brand that you could trust, then you will be amazed. You'll be amazed at how you feel in the morning when you wake up with incredible energy and you begin to lose the excess weight and you begin to reject coffee and all of the other drugs that you've been addicted to. So, Amy, again, the Real Food Revolution is going to take people who are disgusted with what has been done to us, with the lies that we have been told, people who are highly motivated to first save themselves from this type of, quote, tyranny, and then to show that passion to others. And again, a problem without a solution is nothing more than, as they say, a bitch fest. You know, it's a pity party. But you don't want that. That's not what we're into. We're not here to just complain. We're here to direct you toward solutions. And but before we do that, we've got a little more complaining to do. Amy has compiled a list. She has borrowed a list of some really crazy stuff that's happening from other people who want to feed you. Now, Purium wants to feed you the best food in the world. We are not going to be shy about that. That's what we're in business to do. But we want to tell you what the other people who are in business to feed you are doing and what they don't want you to know. So, Amy, hope that that didn't go on for too long, because I know you've got some great information to share.
No problem. Well, as we can all tell, Dave is very passionate about this subject, and he very well should be, and we all should be, and we sort of take it for granted that the government or whomever, the grocery store owner, whoever that may be, and it's unfortunately it's not a person anymore like it was 40, 50 years ago. It's a corporate conglomerate. We kind of falsely trick ourselves into thinking they're taking care of us, but they're not. And we just have to realize that. And so in this article that I was reading, it's crazy. It's absolutely disgusting. Some of the things that are happening, like Dave mentioned, tyranny and words like tyranny, conspiracy, things like that. And you want to say, well, I don't want to be considered one of, you know, a person that always is distrustful of everything. But it's so crazy because there's legislation after legislation after legislation that's introduced, and they're calling them the ag gag bills. Basically, they're like legislation, they're laws being passed that are protecting these big agricultural factories so people like you and I can't go in and expose them. So people can't like apply for a job and then like be so appalled at what is going on there that they're going to be arrested if they tell, or the media is so afraid to take this tape that was made without consent that exposes this nasty, disgusting stuff. And so there's laws on the book. There was an uprising against it. Many of the laws were defeated in 2011, but they're coming back. And big agriculture, there's so much money behind this, and there's so many profits to be made that they're throwing. These big corporations are throwing money at the lawmakers trying to get these laws passed. But let's just go down the list really quick here. Ever heard of something called RBGH in milk? It's called, and I may not be saying this right, but it's recombinant bovine growth hormone. It's something that's injected into dairy cows to increase milk production. And you know what it was created by? It was created by crossing cow DNA with E. coli bacteria. Wow, isn't E. coli the thing that we're supposed to be deathly afraid of and that we, you know, want to stay away from at all costs? Well, we're mixing it with cow DNA and injecting it into our dairy cows to produce milk. Well, I know it's a big movement in California. Like, there's several chains out here that will advertise that they sell the RBGH-free milk, but that's not the law. The law says that you actually do not have to disclose it. So it's
trying to pass laws that say that you cannot label your milk as RBGH-free because it implies that having RBGH is a bad thing.
Bad, exactly. So Eli Lilly is behind a lot of this, and Monsanto actually started it. So if you think of those as big players out there in the industry, there's a lot of money behind
it. Check this out, Amy. If you use RBGH, you have to then give the cows antibiotics to protect against potential E. coli reinfestation. So now you not only have a disgusting, you know, type of a hormonal stimulator that's created by a toxin, you also have the injection of antibiotics, which will then create drug-resistant bacteria like the flesh-eating bacteria that is in the news right now. Think about that before you have your next glass of milk.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy. And you remember a couple, 3 years ago, the salmonella outbreak, and when it, when the, you know, the chicken farm or the egg farm was exposed, and they just had racks and racks and racks of laying hens like on top of each other, and they were just basically, you know, laying in their own manure feces, you know, and such. And so these operations are just so nasty, basically. And this particular company where it was traced back to had a 30-year history of health and safety violations, although it was never shut down. This company is operating.
Never even were penalized, Amy.
Exactly. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Here's the thing. As Amy told you, and Amy, I'm so glad you pointed this out, that if you worked at that factory today and you took a picture of the 1,600 hens literally stacked on top of each other and fighting for air, if you took pictures of that, you could be arrested for revealing corporate secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this is how literally they're trying to pass laws that will create super secret societies that produce our food. Then we can't even know how the food's produced. Now, by contrast, in any restaurant, you could walk into a restaurant and demand to go into the kitchen and see the food where it's being prepared. You could read the labels on any box of food they have in their freezer, their refrigerator. They have to let you do that. It's the law, and very few people know about that. But the bottom line is we cannot do that in the factories that produce the food that we get that's prepackaged, and that should be equal protection under the law. And I, again, Amy, good job on describing that, because that is something that is absolutely it should be criminal, but instead it's the law.
The law. Well, check this out. Like, we do what we can. We say, I'm not taking prescription drugs. Well, if you're eating meat, like if you make a conscious choice that you and your family are not taking prescription drugs unless maybe some catastrophe happens, but you are, if you eat meat and you're not eating organic meat, and you are probably ingesting parasites, anti-parasite drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs, antibiotics, because they are contaminated into the food supply. And
we have a number of people of different, I mean, our Purium has a wide variety of membership. And I know we have Seventh-day Adventists, we have Christians, we have Muslims, we have, you know, we have a Scientologist, we have everybody. And I guarantee you that, you know, that two or three of the groups that I know are strong members of Purium. They're religiously, like, sort of averse to taking any pharmaceutical drugs. And if those pharmaceutical drugs are given to an animal and you consume that animal flesh, how does that go against your religion? What if you are a vegetarian and you have a genetically modified food that has the gene from a salmon or from a spider or from a bird in your corn or your soybeans don't we have a right to know, Amy?
No.
Don't we have a right to know?
Absolutely, but they're not even telling us if there's heavy metals in meats, if there's other contaminants, like they found fire retardants, they found some dioxin, something called lindane. They're finding this stuff, but they're not shutting these plants down. They said four plants with an astounding 211 drug residue violations were given a free pass. They just kind of told them, hey, you got something going on here, but they didn't block any of that from market, because Lord knows we wouldn't want to shut down any commerce with big agricultural. But let's check out something else that's pretty shocking. 70% of antibiotics in this country, they don't go to humans, they go to livestock. So This is pretty incredible because they're talking about sometimes that there's a shortage of this, and if we have an outbreak of this, what are we going to do, and this and that. Well, we have 70% of our antibiotics in this country going to livestock. But what
if the livestock weren't kept in such close quarters, if they weren't fed such depleted food, then this would not be necessary, Amy.
But this rampant use of antibiotics, you know, we hear all the time, or I know for my family, I haven't taken an antibiotic in years, but, you know, I don't want the kids on antibiotics because at some point, if something really bad happens to them, I want the antibiotic to work. You know, but for the sniffles, I think we can get over it by ourselves, you know. But what's happening is they are giving these animals, these poor animals, healthy or sick, so much antibiotic that these antibiotic-resistant germs are coming, you know, and because of the overuse of antibiotics. And now it's
Amy,
very...
Forget about candida and yeast and all these other things that come about when women eat meat, because their friendly bacteria get killed by those antibiotics as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. But these antibiotic-resistant germs are forming, and the workers in these plants are carrying these germs too. So, I mean, it's really, really crazy what's happening out there. So, I mean, I could go on and on and on. There's, you know, there's all different types of things, and it's very interesting because our counterparts over in Europe and in other parts of the world, they're boycotting some of these hormones. They're boycotting some of these chemicals. They won't buy our, they won't import our stuff, but for some reason we're not doing anything about it here in the U.S., and it's kind of, it's very interesting why that's happening.
Well, let me tell you a couple of stories from my personal book. As many people know, I'm very proud of my retreat, pureplanetoasis.net. Please visit the website. It's a beautiful health retreat, 160 acres, nestled in a beautiful valley with 100 mineral springs that come out of the ground and create this incredible series of streams and ponds and, you know, in the middle of a desert. And because of that water, my neighbors are able to have free-range cattle. So they have cows that could just, by law, wander on the land, not my land, but on public land. And when my water runs off of my land, because I produce so much water on my land, it runs off of my land, then the cows will drink that water. Well, the problem is that today, in order to keep the cows out, you have barbed wire fences all around your land, and that's expensive, but you have to do it. The bottom line is that my fences were all knocked down by cows that are now, you've heard of Angus beef?
Right.
Well, everybody wants Angus beef. McDonald's has Angus beef. Everybody has Angus beef because it's considered to be
higher quality or something. Or
cloned meat. I'm not saying McDonald's has cloned meat. I don't have proof of that. I'm saying Angus is getting very popular, and Angus is the most cloned of all meat. Now, I used to drive around and see all the cows out in the country, and they all looked different. You had brown spots and black spots, and some of them were white, and, you know, they all looked, you know, Amy, you're from Texas. Cows.
Right, right.
So now every single cow is huge and solid black.
Right.
And they knock down my fences, and they come in, they drink my water, so I had to spend about $20,000 putting two more feet up on my fences just to keep these huge cloned, you know, monstrosity.
Mega cows.
Why? Is because they're giving what are called extreme growth promoters. Extreme growth promoters are banned in every other country except for the U.S.
Right.
And boycott it. And so between the cloned meat and the extreme growth promoters, they're getting a lot more meat per cow, and that means they make more money. For every cow they give birth to, it costs them money, so for every cow they get 600 pounds out of instead of 400 pounds, it's like having a cow and a half, and they simply make more money, but it's a terrible thing that's happening to our food supply. So that having been said, I think we could go on forever, that having been said, we have a food philosophy that Amy and I have been promoting for almost 20 years. And that food philosophy says that a food should be pure, and by pure we mean it should never contain genetically modified organisms. It should never be a homogenized, pasteurized. There should never be binders or fillers or preservatives, artificial colors or sweeteners. There should never be any artificial ingredient whatsoever. It should be pure food. It should be raw food, whenever possible, organic food. It should always be completely free of pesticides, chemical residues. Should never, ever, ever, again, ever have anything else except for pure, natural ingredients. And we don't, there's no legal definition of pure and natural. So we meet other standards like organic and gluten-free and raw. And so we have a new product that we believe meets the highest standards on so many levels that we've sort of made it our lead product. We've sort of made it our, what could you call it, sort of our number one sort
of... Our marquee, it's kind of, yeah, it's our lead product, it's our marquee product, our lead product. It's basically, it encompasses our whole philosophy that we've talked about, and we've had little bits and pieces here and there spread through multiple products over these 20 years. It kind of brings it all together into one product that's easy to understand, it's easy to talk about, easy to use. And that product is called Love. It's called Live Organic Vegan Energy. And it is really one of the most amazing things we've ever done at this company, honestly. And we've done and experienced some really cool things and helped a lot of people in a lot of ways. But this Love product is something special, and it's just been out on the market since May 1st. But we are hearing rave reviews. We're hearing how it's changed people's lives, how it's made it easy, like people have believed and they wanted to do better and they wanted to be the protector of their children and of their families, but they just really didn't know how to do it. They were lost when they went into their grocery store. Maybe they didn't have access to a lot of organic foods. They just didn't know where to go, and so they didn't know how to provide that basis of nutrition. And they found this product, they found this Love, and they said, wow, this just really revolutionized my food consumption. It revolutionized my diet, so I can feel really awesome that I have this great live, organic, vegan energy, all these 26 or so ingredients that I'm consuming, and I can do it on a daily basis, and it's really affordable. It's cheaper than a cup of coffee when you go to your favorite branded, you know, coffee house that's on every street corner. So so this is something super cool that's happening, whether we call it the Love Revolution, the Food Revolution, whatever you want to call it. Jump on the bandwagon. Visit our website at www.mypurium.com. We've got great things going on there. Get involved in this program. We have a program that's amazing. If you don't know who Dave Litt is or David Litt, meet him. Come on the Tuesday and Thursday night calls that he hosts. He's an amazing guy who came up with an amazing marketing concept where you can give this product away for free. You can
share the love. We call it our
share
the love.
Exactly. So go to our website, www.mypurium.com. Find out about the product, find out about the programs, and find out how you can become involved. And you'll be really, really glad you did.
Well, you know, the Love Super Meal, you know, we, like Amy said, we've had parts and pieces, you know. In the Love Super Meal, we give you a full, like, it's like you had a vegan protein supplement. We get a full dose of vegan protein. You get an essential fatty acid supplement. So many people throughout the years have had success taking these, you know, healthy fat, you know, oils like flaxseed oil and things like that. This is an amazing fiber supplement. This is an amazing immune-boosting supplement. This is literally, as Amy said, more importantly than any of that, this is pure organic food. And my friend, when I was in Europe, I took samples of the Love Super Meal, and my friend looked at me, and his English, you know, wasn't perfect, and he said, oh, this is the most forward meal I've ever seen. And I said, forward meal.
Forward, what does
you know,
that mean?
what do you mean by that? And he goes, well, this is the food of the future, right? He goes, this is the way people are going to eat, you know, like you know, 100 years from now. I said, no, not 100 years from now, now. like, this is a problem. And he goes, no, he goes, what I mean is you're so far ahead of your time. And I said, well, I think we're right at the right time, because this is, again, I want to reiterate what Amy said. You start your day with 37 pure, raw, organic superfoods. You start your day with the protein of 2 chicken breasts, but they're not from chicken breasts. It's vegan protein. You start your protein with the essential fats from a huge salmon steak, but you don't have to eat a human salmon steak in order to get those fats. You start your day with the healthy fiber from 7 servings of whole grain pasta, and very few people have that for breakfast. Not to mention the coffee that you love. Well, we have things like maca, rhodiola, rosea, eleutherococcus, centococcus. We have, you know, we have cordyceps. These are things you probably have never heard of, but this is what people throughout the world historically have used for energy. They didn't use coffee, and this is pure, raw, organic, natural food. And so this is a weight loss supplement, a muscle-building supplement, an energy supplement, an immune supplement, an essential fatty acid supplement, a fiber supplement. This is literally 7, 8, 9 supplements in one, because it's not a supplement. It's a superfood. And when you have the right foods, you don't need supplements, you see? So this is a superfood that replaces the need for a whole bunch of supplements and energy drinks, but it's all in one. And so this is the power of superfood. This is the power of phytochemistry. This is the leverage. This is the weapon that we will use to overcome the modern day dilemma of obesity, diabetes, and cancer. I'm not saying it cures it. It creates a healthy body capable of surviving in a very difficult world. And so, again, join the Real Food Revolution. Go to mypurium.com, mypurium.com. Talk to the person who invited you on the call tonight and get involved in what we think is going to be, and this is the last story I'm going to tell. I want to make this very clear. And I want everybody to listen, because you're hearing it here first, but you will hear it more and more and more, because I'm going to start beating this drum so loud. I'm going to go on every newspaper, magazine, television, radio show that will have me, and I'm going to talk about this revolution that's beginning. And the revolution is this. If we look back 200 years from now at what we did to ourselves in these 75 years, okay? In these 75 years, we slowly saw our food get destroyed and our levels of disease go to such a point that our children today will not live longer than our parents. I'm going to say it again. Our children today, for the first time in history, will not live longer than our parents. We brought that plague upon ourselves, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, emphysema. We brought this plague upon ourselves, unprecedented levels of morbid obesity among our population, to where I look around and I wonder, you know, how much do genes have to cost today when they have to use 3 times more material than they did? I mean, seriously, clothes, just, it's incredible how big clothes are today, because it's how big we are today. And so we brought this plague upon ourselves. We built the prison. We have the key. So Amy and I are here. We're standing. We're like that dog, you know, that's holding the key, and you're in the prison and you're going, just come a little closer so I could grab that key and let myself out. Well, we're standing right there. We've got the key. We want you to get out of that prison that your body is in, the one you created for yourself. We want you to help the whole world to do the same, because this is a time when, again, I know that it's a different type of revolution, but, you know, we started this country with the words that when in the course of human events, you know, it becomes necessary to rise up against the tyranny that is suppressing us, and that's what's happening right now. There is a tyranny called big agriculture, big food, and they are imposing upon us food that is dangerous. And unless we educate ourselves, unless we rise up and make better decisions it's not going to ever be against the law for them to give us food that will kill us, because we have free will. We don't have to go and buy that poison. But we do. We do. And we've got to stop, and then we'll change the world. So it starts with love, like everything does. Live organic vegan energy. It's not just a name. It means something. There's a lot of people who cannot tolerate gluten. This is gluten-free. There's a lot of people who will not tolerate genetically modified organisms. This is completely GMO-free. This is completely free of any binder, filler, excipient, preservative, additive, coloring agent, flowing agent. It is 100% organically certified ingredients. And it tastes good, too. So share the love. Get involved in the love revolution, the new food revolution, the real food revolution, whatever you choose to call it. We are here to change the world. We are unapologetic about it, and we're looking for people to help us.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dave. And if you like what you heard tonight, go on to the website. You can read a little bit more about it. You can click on our YouTube link. Dave has several other videos on there where you can see him talking passionately, as he does. So anyway, please check us out. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and spending your evening with us, and we look forward to being back with you next week. Dave and I do the first and third Wednesday of every month. This month just happened to have 5 Wednesdays. So here we are again with you, but we will be back with you next week on Wednesday, June 6th, and we'll be talking more about our new marquee product, about love, our live organic vegan energy. So thank you so much.
And the subject is going to be, just so you know, we have said that this is 7 supplements in one. I'm going to break each one of those down. Why is it an immune supplement? Why is it an energy supplement? Why is it, and I'm going to break down the 5 or 6 ingredients within those 37 ingredients that make it focused on that subject. You're not going to want to miss next week's show.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we will look forward to speaking with you next week. Have a great evening. Be healthy.
All the best.
Good night.